rising prices, as in hotel prices, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, I feel pretty grieved over what's going on in the Dublin market at the moment. And I think it's having a damaging effect on tourism. I'm very annoyed about it because a small number of hoteliers in Dublin seem to think they can charge what they like. And it's having a huge negative effect on tourism and basically shooting ourselves in the foot in this area, themselves and the car hire market, who again seem to feel that they can charge what they like. Prefer to businesses in Clare, you know, you don't see that type of price gouging down here from the hotel sector, even though we are very busy.
So you'd feel it's almost unfairly tarring other areas of the country outside the capital then?
I think it's damaging the industry nationally, and I know we would call anyone that kind of cancels with us, especially international guests, and in a lot of cases the reason they're cancelling is because of hotel prices in Dublin and car hire being at hugely inflated costs, because a lot of them are coming in and out of Dublin, and it just put them off travelling, and it may put them off coming back to the country in the future. So I'm really annoyed over this situation.
And I suppose all of these things are related when you look at things like working conditions and pay for those in the sector, because if the hotel industry then does struggle to maybe fill rooms, if it is getting a bad name and the likes of American tourists maybe are a bit more reluctant to come to Ireland, then it's, I would imagine, it's going to be more difficult for you and other hoteliers to be able to maybe look at, you know, better pay and improve pay for workers.
Well, it's difficult in every industry at the moment. It's like since COVID, as if somebody got rid of 20% of people, that just suddenly disappeared right across the whole range of industries. So you do need to be at the top of your game to ensure that you have a happy team and that they're all, you know, happy to be working with you, because otherwise you just go and move to another position where would be more suitable for them. And it has been more challenging over the last number of years in the whole recruitment side of things, because I suppose there's a lot more selection of jobs out there for people, and I think, you know, if you're not at the top of your game, you won't hold on to people.
Are there other maybe potential things that the government could look to explore? I mean, we've seen, for example, in the bar trade, quite a bit of a campaign in terms of apprenticeships there, for example. Is that type of area in the tourism hotel sector something that maybe should be looked at, and that kind of support on that front?
Absolutely, 100%. And I think the more training you have and the more apprentice training you have, the better. And there was a new initiative this year and the whole bar apprenticeship side of things. And I completely welcome that. I think, unfortunately, though, we're not going to solve this within our own population within Ireland. I think hospitality, like some other industries, will need help from abroad. And the whole visa system that's there at the moment is too slow. And it's just not moving quick enough. You know, you have delays of 5, 6, 7 months in terms of getting people processed and getting them in. I think we need to have an amnesty in that whole space. And because, like, we have jobs for people. And, you know, if we give people jobs, we create more tax, we create more sales. In a lot of cases, hospitality providers are limiting the amount of sales they're actually taking on because they don't have enough staff to service it. And, you know, so if the government were to allow people in from foreign countries like the Far East who currently need a visa, then we would create more sales and there would be more tax revenue creation for the government.
Can I just ask you lastly, there's legislation set to be introduced to ensure service charges and tips and things like that go directly to workers in hotels, bars and restaurants. And I'd imagine that's obviously something that you welcome. But would it have much of an impact? I mean, is tipping, particularly in County Clare, you know, is it seen often in your own hotel, in the Hotel Woodstock, for example?
It is, yeah. It's a big part of it. And it's linked to good service. And I think the guys in the hotels saying, well, there's good service there, you know, that we'll get the tips, you know. And a lot more Irish people now from travelling abroad are well used to tipping. It may not have been the norm a few years ago, but you see a lot more of tips going to staff nowadays. And in particular, the American market are always noted for it. Like, you go to the US, and the norm out there is just standard 20% tip. But you see a lot more tipping in Ireland nowadays, which is good to see. And it's great to see good service rewarded.